It's pronounced mix.
Mix.
Synonymous with LGBTQ identity.
Let's take two books that have been much discussed. The first one is called All Boys Aren't Blue. And I will quote from it. I put some on and got him on his knees. And I began to slide into him from behind. I pulled out of him and kissed him while he asked me to turn over while he slipped on himself. This was my, and I was struggling to imagine someone inside me. He got on top and slowly me. It was the worst pain I think I have ever felt in my life. Eventually, I felt a mix of with the pain. Close quote. All boys aren't blue. The second is another much discussed book. I'm sure you're familiar with it. It's called Genderqueer. Okay. Let me read an excerpt from that. Quote, I got a new harness today. I can't wait to put it on you. It will fit my favorite perfectly. You're going to look so hot. I can't wait to have your in my mouth. I'm going to give you the of your life. Then I want you inside of me. End quote. Now, Mr. Secretary, what are you asking us to do? Are you suggesting that only librarians should decide whether the two books that I just referenced should be available to kids? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Okay. Tell me what you're saying.
Well, first of all, there's this.
Don't give me a speech. Tell me what you're asking me to do.
With all due respect, Senator, the words you spoke are disturbing, especially coming out of your mouth is very disturbing. But I would also tell you that we're not advocating for kids to read porn, to Senator Booker's
point.
What
are you advocating for?
We are advocating for parents, random parents, not to have the ability under the guise of keeping kids safe to try and challenge the world view of every single manner on these issues.
You're getting conceptual again.
I'm not getting conceptual.
Well,
I'm saying
yes, you are. Yes, you are. Because I want to know what you're recommending. It sounds to me like what some of you are saying, the librarians should decide who gets to see that book.
I'm saying when individual parents are allowed to make a decision of where that line is, and To Kill a Mockingbird, which involves a rape scene, should that book be pulled from our libraries? I think it becomes a slippery slope.
I think you ought to think about it a little bit more before you come here.
I've thought about,
if
Senator,
you're going to propose something, you ought to be able, in 30 seconds, to be able to explain what
Senator,
you're asking us to do.
Senator,
Ms. Kelly, what do you understand? Well, let me skip you for a second. Cameron, tell me what you're proposing.
It's pronounced mix.
Mix? Is that how would you like me to refer to you?
Senator, your definition is synonymous with LGBTQ identity.
I'm not asking you that. I'm asking you to tell me, you read those two excerpts.
Genderqueer.
Do you think that, are you asking that only librarians and not parents have any say and whether minors can read those books? Is that what you're saying?
Genderqueer has never been in my school library, so it's never been banned.
Well, suppose it was. Should it be up just to the librarian, or should parents have a say?
There should be facilitation of collaboration between students,
parents have a say?
Parents should be working with students and educators to be making decisions, because students are...
And who decides ultimately? The librarian, or do you take a vote, or who takes the vote?
Book review committees in the community in my school district.
You want a committee to decide?
There are committees.
Okay. Well, I'm asking you, how do we decide whether the two books that I just referenced should be available in the library. What would you, if you were running things, what would you do?
All Boys Aren't Blue, the scene you mentioned, is about abuse.
I know what it's about.
It's not
What
erotic.
Would you do in terms of making the books available? Would you say anybody can see them, or they have to be in a special session?
Students who do not read books like All Boys Aren't Blue cannot learn what is appropriate.
I understand that.
They cannot learn
about abuse. I understand, but none of you
abuse. Want
to answer my question. You come here and you say censorship is bad, and of course it's bad. But the obvious response is, okay, you heard the books we're talking about. Okay, we're not talking about Catcher in the Rye. So tell me what you want, who gets to decide. And all I've heard is the librarians. And parents have nothing to do with it. And if that's your response, what planet did you just parachute in from?
Parents, Senator.
Or what country, more appropriately? This is not China.
Parents, Senator, with all due respect, parents absolutely have a say. My parents were immigrants, came to this country. We never checked out books without our parents seeing what books we were reading. They encouraged us to
Mr.
read books.
Mr. Secretary, I understand this is good for your politics back home.
It's got nothing to do with my politics. My bill is passed.
Of course it does.
My
it
bill
has
passed.
Everything to do with your politics.
I'm here to.
But you came here with a problem, and I'm trying to understand the solution, and you don't have one.
We solved the solution.
Other than,
we solved
other than,
the solution
other
in
than
Illinois.
To tell us that we don't agree with you, you're on the wrong. We'll be on the wrong side of history.
We solved the problem in Illinois. We fixed it. Because we
well, there are others you could work on.
Well, that's why
I'm out of time. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It gives me no joy to say this, but most Republicans don't trust you. And a vast majority of the American people don't trust you. That's why you've been impeached. Now, my Democratic colleagues are going to try to sweep your impeachment under the rug and violate 200 years of Senate precedent in doing it. I don't think that they will be able to sweep the issue, maybe your impeachment, but not the issue, under a rug as big as the United States of America. Again, it gives me no joy in saying this. I think well more than a majority of the American people think that as a result of your behavior and President Biden's behavior, our southern border is an open, bleeding wound. I think they believe that our southern border is chaotic. I think a vast majority of the American people believe that a lot of it is political. I think a vast majority of the American people believe that it is chaotic by design, and that all of this is intentional. And I think while a vast majority of the American people who don't trust you believe in legal immigration, they don't believe in illegal immigration. And they think you do. And they think President Biden does. And they think that's why the border is open. And they think that your attitude and President Biden's attitude is that while they may be poorer under President Biden, that they're stupid enough to believe you and the president when you say that it's not your problem. I think that needed to be said. Isn't it a fact, Mr. Secretary, that the number of illegal immigrants that you and the president allow into our country counts for congressional district reapportionment?
Senator, I'm not sure I understand your question, but I can surely share with you that I disagree with its phrasing.
Isn't it true, Mr. Secretary, that the number of illegal immigrants that you and President Biden have allowed into our country counts for allocating electoral votes?
I same answer.
Okay. You don't know?
I don't understand your question.
Never crossed your mind?
The notion, Senator, that we intend to allow illegal immigration is nothing short of preposterous.
So you do understand my question.
And if I may, it is disrespectful to the extraordinarily hard work that we perform and, far more importantly, that the personnel in the Department of Homeland Security and across this administration perform to stem illegal immigration, build lawful, safe, and orderly pathways, and invest in a working system. And we only wish that that bipartisan legislation, about which I have not heard a critical term,
Mr. President, Mr. Secretary, you're using up my time. You do this every single time. You do this every single time. And it's a fact, and you know it, and I know it, that the more people you allow into our country illegally, the more people are counted for reapportionment. And the more people that you allow into our country illegally, the more people are counted for allocating electoral votes. Now, maybe that's a coincidence, but that's a fact. And you know that. And you've done nothing for 4 years. Nada. Zero.
Absolutely false.
Zilch. And in fact, the only people I know in this country who are better off today than they were 4 years ago are illegal immigrants. And that's as a result of your policy. I don't hate you for it. I don't hate anyone. But that's why you've been impeached. And my colleagues may try to cover it up. They're going to try to cover it up. But they can't cover up the facts.
So, Becker, you were the CEO of the bank. You didn't have hedges, did you?
Senator, there were hedges that were put in place, but I don't recall the details around when they were put in place.
You're the CEO, and you had 55% of your assets in government bonds, and you don't know whether you were hedged or not?
Senator, as previously mentioned, I don't have access to my SVB documents, so
I know that. And I wasn't CEO. You weren't hedged. Now, if you'd bought those hedges, that would have cut into your profits, wouldn't it?
Senator, I don't know the details of the decisions that the team were evaluating.
But if you bought a hedge, the hedge costs money, and it would have decreased your profits, wouldn't it? Do hedges cost money?
Yes, they do.
And so if you bought hedges, you'd have less money, right?
Senator, it depends upon, yes, they would cost money, but it depends upon how the hedges
And if you'd made less money, that would have affected your bonus, wouldn't it?
Senator, our compensation was predominantly long-term in nature, and so I know there's been lots of discussions about compensation being short-term.
Mr. Becker, you made a really stupid bet that went bad, didn't you?
Senator,
and the taxpayers of America had to pick up the tab for your stupidity, didn't they?
Senator, there were a series of events, unprecedented events that occurred that led us to where we are today.
No, this wasn't unprecedented. This was bone deep, down to the marrow, stupid. You put all your eggs in one basket. You put all your eggs in one basket. And unless you were living on the International Space Station, you could see that interest rates were rising and you weren't hedged.
So here is a CEO of a bank. And he gets away with answering, I don't know, I wasn't aware, I didn't know the details, which, you know he's lying. And when Kennedy asked him about the hedging, he says, you knew there were hedges put in place. His response, I didn't know the details. And Kennedy challenged